It's inflating stocks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The report this morning showing no inflation from June to July. Consumer prices were unchanged monthly, but still up big over a year ago.
With an increase of 8.5%.
And that's Fox's Lillian Wu.
Much of the drop due to tumbling oil and gas prices. New vehicle costs, though, went up.
That's going over well on Wall Street. The Dow surging 485 points. That's the sound of former President Trump arriving in New York City, where he'll be under oath, questioned in the New York State Attorney General's probe into Trump business practices.
The Trump Organization is accused of misstating the value of assets like golf courses and skyscrapers, as well as misleading lenders and tax officials. The testimony comes during an uptick of legal activity surrounding the former president, happening just days after FBI agents searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida as part of an unrelated federal investigation into whether he took classified records with him when he left the White House.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The former president wrote online early this morning, it's a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history, as many other Republicans demand the Justice Department answer questions about the raid. Congressman Greg Stubbe tells Fox.
And he's not just a former president, but the number one contender to take on Joe Biden in 2 years in 2024. They're attacking their political enemies.
The retrial is underway in federal court in Michigan this morning for two men charged in a plot to kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A prosecutor just told the jury the men wanted to ignite a second American Revolution. Three more buses of migrants arrived in New York City this morning, sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican who blames Democrats for not stopping a surge of illegal border crossings. Mayor Eric Adams says he might send a busload of New Yorkers to Texas to
do some good old-fashioned door knocking because we have to, for the good of America, we have to get him out of office.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Again, on Wall Street, stocks are rallying after the better-than-expected inflation report showing no increase in consumer prices in July from June. Year over year, the increase 8.5%, a bit less than forecast, less than June's 40-year high for inflation. The Dow is now up 528 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 177. The price of oil has been around 90 bucks a barrel, while gas is down 57 days in a row. AAA's national average for regular is now 401 per gallon. A dollar less than the record high, still 82 cents more than a year ago. The House is still considering what Democrats call the Inflation Reduction Act without any support from Republicans who claim it will increase prices. And the tax hike on some corporations will be passed on to consumers. The bill would give the IRS a big increase in funding to hire 87,000 more agents to conduct more audits.
Americans who earn less than, say, $75,000 a year are slated to receive 60% of the additional tax audits expected under the Democrats' spending package. That, according to analysis released by House Republicans. The analysis, which is a conservative estimate based upon recent audit rates and tax data, shows individuals with an annual income of 75 G's or less would be subject to more than $700,000 additional IRS audits.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork. Three golfers who teed up a lawsuit end up out of bounds.
Taylor Gooch, Matt Jones, and Hudson Swafford were suspended by the PGA Tour when they joined the Saudi Arabian-backed LIV Golf Series, but they hoped a court would allow them to compete in the PGA's postseason starting this week in Memphis. In denying their request, U.S. District Judge Beth Lapson Freeman said the players did not suffer irreparable harm because of the money they received to join LIV Golf. Gooch, Jones, and Swafford are also part of a group of 11 LIV golfers who filed an antitrust lawsuit against the PGA Tour last week.
That's Eric Messersmith. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.